for the annual autumn struggle. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman.
With tanks and may shell it, and civilians were told to leave while they still can. The Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, which is refusing to surrender its rule of the northern region, said its forces were digging trenches and standing firm. We should note that claims by all sides are hard to verify because phone and internet communication has been down. The conflict erupted on November 4th and has killed hundreds, possibly thousands, and has sent more than 30,000 refugees into neighboring Sudan. And rockets have been fired by rebels across the border into the nation of Eritrea. Foreign nations have urged talks, but Abe has pressed on with the offensive. And Iran on Sunday vowed to defeat any Israeli attempt to harm its role in Syria, saying the era of hit-and-run attacks by Israel there was over days after Israel carried out airstrikes on Syrian army and Iranian military paramilitary targets in the country. Israel, which views Tehran as its biggest security threat, has repeatedly attacked Iranian targets and those of allied militia in Syria, where Tehran has backed President Bashar al-Assad and his forces against rebels and militants since 2012. Palestinian militants, meanwhile, fired a rocket into Israel, drawing Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military reported this on Sunday. There were no casualties reported from either side. This is VOA News. The first Americans could receive a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as December 11th, the chief scientific advisor for the U.S. government's vaccine program said on Sunday. Moncef Slaoui told NBC's Meet the Press News show that within 24 hours from approval, the vaccine will be moving to where it's